Before we get going, I just want to give a special thanks to Bob and to Cal McNair and the McNair family for supporting us, Coach O'Brien and myself, and giving us the resources and the opportunity to go out and seek players that can help us build a championship roster here at the Texans. I want to thank our scouting staff working and coinciding with our coaching staff together on putting a plan in place to pursue players that can help us win football games on Sundays, but also be good character men and be good teammates here for the Houston Texans organization. And most importantly, the players for believing in us and our vision on how we wanted to build our team here in the division to help us build a championship caliber roster. A few of the things that attracted us to the players that are here today, number one was each member that's here today, each guy that's here has playoff experience from the 2017 season. They know what winning football looks like, and we're bringing that into our locker room. That's an important element here that we want to add to our team. Number two was versatility and position flex. Each one of these guys has demonstrated that performance on Sundays, their ability to play other positions other than the position one that they're coming here to play and to contribute for the Texans. We have a young quarterback that we feel has a promising future. We had to make a good, strong commitment to the offensive line. That was certainly something we worked on here through the winter. The other thing was with the return of the pass rush, you know, we had to find another element here that would help us in the secondary. We did that as well with our player acquisition process. The most important ingredient is, as a team, we want to get bigger, longer, and stronger. And that's our intent here on how we're going to build our business model and the types of players and the body types that we want to add to our football team. We feel like we accomplished that as well in terms of size, length, strength, and athleticism. Each one of these players brings that to the Texans. But this is only one phase of the player acquisition process, and we're not done, and we'll continue to work to try to build a championship roster the city of Houston can be proud of. We look forward to the draft. There'll be other portions of free agency that we'll continue to look to upgrade the roster, and we're always looking to try to make the roster better either through free agency or the draft as we move through the winter and spring. Thank you very much.
Brian, could you talk about specifically Aaron Colvin, what you like about him, what role you envisioned him to play since he can play in and out?
So Aaron, we're very familiar with as it relates to the Houston Texans because he played within a division. Aaron played in the AFC Championship game this year, knows what winning football looks like, versatility to play inside and outside. Aaron's, you know, 5'11", 6', 190, 195 pounds, makes us bigger, longer, stronger on the inside, but gives us the versatility to play outside too. He can play man, he can play zone, he can blitz, and he's a good tackler.
Brian, when you look at the offensive line and you're not done there, you continue to have more opportunities to add to it, but just what do you think about each of these guys individually and how do you see it fitting together in terms of competitions at the guard and tackle spots?
So one thing we wanted to do was add versatility and position flex to any offensive lineman that we would bring into the Houston Texans. What we want to do with the offensive line, we wanted to get bigger, longer, and stronger, Aaron. We feel like we've done that, number one, with Zach Fulton. Zach has played all three spots on the interior offensive line, left guard, right guard, and center. Talking about a guy who's 6'4", 6'5", 320 pounds, someone we're very familiar with because we've had to play the Kansas City Chiefs in recent years, highly productive player at any of the three positions inside. With Central Henderson, he'll compete for a position at the offensive tackle position. He's played both right tackle and left tackle in his career. For us, he'll add depth, versatility, the ability to start, the ability to swing to left. He can play right. At 6'7", 330 pounds, he makes us bigger, longer, and stronger. With Senio Kalamite, has started all three positions on the interior offensive line, left guard, right guard, center. He's even played offensive tackle in his time, also played jumbo tight end. He makes us stronger on the interior as well as very athletic. He can pull, he can run, he can get to the second level. He can play at the point of attack, and he's a good pass protector.
There was speculation heading into free agency that any player who demonstrated during the national anthem would be considered a non-starter. How much, if at all, was that a factor in your evaluations and ultimately your moves?
Non-factor.
Brian, would you call that report, I'm over here on your other side, would you call that report inaccurate or not something that was discussed inside the building?
Inaccurate and not discussed.
regarding your quarterback position, obviously Colin Kaepernick was working out here in Houston. The team's depth chart at quarterback, obviously, I'm sure you're going to make some changes there. Do you have any thoughts about his future, your evaluations of him?
Yeah, so I would speak to the quarterback position, and what I would tell you is we're evaluating that as it relates to free agency and what's available in the draft. So we're wide open as it relates to improving our roster at any position.
Do you plan to sign a tight end now that C.J. Fedorowicz has retired?
So first and foremost, to talk about C.J., C.J. has retired from football. I was here when C.J. was drafted, and I had a chance to watch C.J.'s maturation as a professional, and a very tough decision for him to do that. We do have some good solutions in the building. We feel very good about our tight end position right now as it relates to who's here, but we're always going to be looking to upgrade the roster. C.J. was an important, integral part of the offense, very versatile guy. He was able to block at the point of attack. He could help us in the passing game, was good in pass protection, so we wish him well.
Do you feel like Ryan Griffin can be your number one tight end?
I feel like Ryan Griffin can be a contributing tight end for us in our offense.
What Ryan. Is your focus going forward now on other positions of like priorities?
So we're always going to evaluate Sarah as it relates to any position that we feel can upgrade and help us put a championship performance on the field at any position. We'll evaluate that on a case-by-case basis. But we'll look for opportunities in free agency to continue to build on offense and defense equally on special teams. But we're also focused on the draft as well. We know that's around the corner. We'll start our meetings here in April. Our scouts will return. Our coaches are out on the road right now, scouting players as well, working players out on pro days. So that's all part of the vision, both free agency and the draft.
A couple of occasions you've had a chance to meet with us, both when you first got here and then at the combine and along the way to where you are today, talking about how much you needed to learn about what you had before you went out to figure out what was needed. Did you feel like you had a clear plan on what was needed as you hit free agency and with what you've landed early on?
A very unique circumstance and experience for me because I was very familiar with the roster before I came here, having been here for 3 years and then leaving for 1 year, but also not too far removed from it as well to know what the Texans had. But, you know, a short time ago we were two-time division champs, and that's our goal and that's our focus. Our focus will be on the AFC South to get back to the top of that. So anything we can do to help and improve the roster to position us to do that, we will consider it.
Brian, now that you've had more time to evaluate this roster, be in the building, kind of get your arms around things, what's your overall take about where this team stands and how much growth internally you have to make to be able to get back to that level you just described?
So I believe it's a year-to-year performance. Yeah, and every year you got to start over. When the guys come back here in April for the off-season program, we'll start our process of trying to get back to a championship caliber level team. But the process of building a winner is on a day-to-day basis. It is a 365-day-a-year process in terms of trying to make ourselves into a championship caliber roster. So that continues on a day-to-day basis. My hope is that we can continue to build on the pass rush and continue to improve in terms of accumulating coverage players. The ability to stress the passer, that will lead to some turnovers. Always be strong up front. And you can see equally on the other side of the ball, we made a large commitment to the offensive line to try to improve the parts and pieces that we put around this quarterback that we believe in, that we think can help us win some football games. Adding to the offensive line equally will benefit us in the running game. So we're hoping for the twofold benefit of improving the offensive line with the talent acquisition process, that it'll improve protection for the quarterback, but it'll also help our running game with both of those facets needed to improve this offseason.
Brian, about the secondary, talk about bringing back Jonathan Joseph. And also, since you want to improve the team, you need a safety, Tyrann Mathews, big time. What would you feel about trying to bring him here?
So I'll speak to Jonathan Joseph, and Jonathan has been a winning player throughout his career. He's part of the plan here to continue to build a winner. As it relates to Tyrann Mathews, any player that we feel is going to give us a chance to win football games that fits within our culture and within our program, within our budgetary means, we will consider.
Brian, do you feel like with the amount of cap money you have left and the pool of players out there, do you feel like there are a lot of opportunities to improve the roster, or do you feel like it's somewhat getting a little thin and you got to go bargain hunting at this point in free agency?
There's still opportunities, Aaron, to improve the roster, but it's a careful balance between what you do in free agency and equally, if you're looking at that position, what would be available to you in the draft. So you kind of navigate that fine line, and you're constantly looking at where the surplus and maybe where the deficiencies are to solve some issues of your roster.
Ideally, in free agency, you would let deals come to you, even in positions of need, so you don't end up overpaying, keep a clean salary cap. But with Deshaun Watson coming off of a knee, how much urgency did you guys feel, if at all, to really shore up the offensive line? And do you feel like you've been able to do that effectively?
We feel like we've been able to upgrade the offensive line with the players that we added here today, but we're not done just yet. It's not just the offensive line. We're going to continue to work to put weapons around Deshaun, not just on the offensive line, but if it's perimeter players, if it's tight ends, if it's backs, if it's more offensive linemen. We're going to continue to do that to try to put everything in place to help Deshaun be successful on Sundays. Thank you.
Thank you.